Well, maybe you've been invited before to a surprise birthday party.
也许你们曾经被邀请去参加这种惊喜的生日宴会。
And the invitation says, shh, don't tell anybody else, or especially the person who it's about, what's happening. We're going to surprise them.
那邀请函里面说不要出声，因为要让这个生日的人惊喜一下。
In some way or another, sometimes you get them there and they are unsuspecting, and everybody comes in the door and they all say, surprise!
所以这个客人挤在一个地方，然后他们进来，他们就说surprise. I don't think there's a good Chinese word for it.
Let's say that together, surprise.
Surprise.
Surprise. Do you like surprises? How many of you like surprises?
你们都喜欢惊奇吗？惊奇吗？
Maybe it depends on what they are, right?
有的是惊喜，有的是惊讶，有的是惊吓。
Well, what is the best surprise you've ever had and the worst surprise you've ever had?
你们所听到的你们经历的最快乐的惊奇是什么？最不好的惊奇是什么？
Turn to someone next to you and tell them about your surprises, one you liked and one you didn't like.
你告诉你的邻座的人，你的惊奇是什么？
I have some birthday party surprises that are fun and I haven't. Anybody want to tell us one surprise you've had? I don't mean a long story, maybe just a little short story.
有人愿意出来讲故事吗？
None?
没有。
I can tell you a bad one. My brother, if you scared him, he would automatically swing at you.
我可以告诉你，如果我哥哥我的兄弟 is your younger or older brother? We made a distinction there.
Older brother.
你如果吓了我哥哥的话，他就会打你。
And one time I thought I was surprising him and he surprised me. He missed me by about that much.
那有一次我吓他，结果他就他也吓了我一跳，因为他出拳打我，差点打到我。
We also want to share a surprise?
有没有任何人愿意分享？
Okay, here's a surprise. Behind every successful man, there is a surprised mother-in-law.
在英文里面有人讲说，在每一个成功人的背后，都有一个惊奇的岳母。
And after last Sunday's discussion, I should tell you that many of these stories and these quotes take from a book of illustrations on my computer. That's where I get these from. Okay?
Yeah. I guess I don't have a translator.
I want to tell you a story that comes from the same source about a person who was very much surprised.
我要跟你分享一个故事，这个故事就是包括一个自己也受到很多的很大的惊奇的。
He's writing a letter to his insurance company, telling them why he had all the injuries that he had that he turned in for reimbursement.
这个故事的主角就是在写要写信给保险公司，告诉他们他为什么有这一个意外。
Here's what he said. I am a bricklayer by trade.
他说我是一个砖匠，我是一个砖匠，泥瓦匠。
On the day of the accident, I was working alone on the roof of a 10-story building.
事情发生的当天，我在一个十层楼高的建筑物的屋顶上面，单独的工作。
When I completed my work, I discovered I had about 500 pounds of bricks left over.
当我做完工作的时候，我发现我有差不多500磅重的这个砖头留下来。
Rather than carry them down by hand, I decided to lower them to the ground in a barrel by using a pulley, which fortunately was attached to the side of the building at the 10th floor.
所以我想一个一个拿到地上，这是太麻烦了，所以我就决定说，我就用那个一个滑轮，滑轮就是架在这个建筑物的旁边， 就夹着一个跟一个桶子，把这个砖头放到地上。
Securing the rope at ground level, I went to the roof, loaded the 500 pounds of bricks, and went back down to the ground and untied the rope, holding it tightly to ensure a slow descent of the 500 pounds of bricks.
所以我就把这个砖头，我在地下把这个绳子绑好，然后我到屋顶上把砖头放到这个桶子里面，我想这可以慢慢的让这个桶子滑下来。
You'll note in block 11 of the accident reporting form that I weigh 135 pounds.
你可以从这个报告里面看出来，我差不多有135磅。
Due to my surprise of being jerked off the ground so suddenly, I lost my presence of mind and forgot to let go of the rope.
所以，当我把这个绳子解开了以后，我突然间很意外的发现这个我被绳子就带上去。
Needless to say, I proceeded at a rapid rate up the side of the building.
所以我就被这个砖头把我拖上去，那我整个人根本没有什么太大的意思，我就被绳子拖上去。
In the vicinity of the fifth floor, I met the barrel coming down. This explains a fractured skull and broken collarbone.
所以差不多在第五层的时候呢，我就跟这一桶砖头呢。
I continued my rapid ascent, not stopping until the fingers of my right hand were two knuckles deep into the pulley.
我就继续的被拖上去，一直到我的右手被这个滑轮牵在这个滑轮里面。
Fortunately, by this time, I regained my presence of mind and was able to hold tightly to the rope in spite of my pain.
所以还好，在这个时候我意识稍微清醒了，所以。 我抓紧了这个绳子，虽然我手非常疼痛，但是我抓紧绳子，不至于掉下去。At
approximately this same time, however, the barrel of bricks hit the ground and the bottom fell out of the barrel.
就差不多在这个时候，这个桶子呢，装满了砖头的这个桶子就着地了，然后它这个桶子的底呢，就被因为砖头很重，就被这个。
Devoid of the weight of the bricks, the barrel now weighed approximately 30 pounds. I refer you again to my weight in block 11 of the accident reporting form.
所以这个桶子呢，就失去了这些砖头，就没有砖头的桶子呢，就开始被我这个人的重量就拖上去。
As you might imagine, I began a rapid descent down the side of the building. In the vicinity of the fifth floor, I met the barrel coming up again.
然后我就很快的就滑下来，然后这个桶子很快滑上去，我们又在差不多第五层楼的地方相会了。This
accounts for the two fractured ankles and the lacerations of my legs and lower body.
所以你可以看到我的脚踝跟我的足部有伤痕。 我脚踝破了，然后我足部有伤痕。The
second encounter with the barrel slowed me enough to lessen my injuries when I fell into the pile of bricks, and fortunately, only three vertebrae were cracked.
所以，因为我在第五楼的时候跟这个桶子相会了，所以让我下滑的速度减缓许多，所以我着地的时候呢，这个速度减缓了，所以我只。 折损了三根脊椎骨。I'm
sorry to report, however, that as I lay there on the bricks, in pain and unable to stand, watching the empty barrel 10 stories above me, I again lost my presence of mind. I let go of the rope.
所以，当我躺在非常疼痛的躺在这个砖头上的时候，我眼睛往上看，看到这个。 这个桶子架在十层楼的高峰，又一次的我失去理智，我就松手了这个绳子，让它，我放掉绳子。
So if you ever feel like your surprises are bad, This one beats them all, doesn't it?
所以你如果觉得你的惊讶是不好的，有不好的惊讶，这个大概胜过你们一切的啊。Well,
the Christmas story is full of surprises.
圣诞节的故事呢，有许多令人惊奇的地方。Mary
was surprised.
玛丽当然，她说她很惊讶。Just
a simple peasant girl, and she was chosen as Jesus' mother. No social class, no standing, the mother of Jesus. Surprise.
一个很单纯的村妇，没有任何的社会地位，没有任何的财富。 但是神却拣选她成为耶稣的母亲。
Joseph was surprised.
约瑟也非常吃惊。
He found out his wife was pregnant and it was not by him.
他发现他的这个未婚妻怀孕，但是他所怀的不是他的儿子。
And everyone was surprised that Jesus would be born in a manger.
所有的人都觉得很吃惊，为什么耶稣会生在一个出生在一个马槽里面？I
mean, who would have thought of that other than God?
你想除了神以外，还有谁能够想到这样子让人惊奇的事呢
？Aren't you glad that we serve a creative God?
你难道不高兴我们所服侍的是一个很有创造力的神
？One who doesn't do things the same way all the time.
神不按照我们平常做事的方法来做事。One
who seems to delight in surprises.
神也许喜欢让我们吃惊。One
who likes to show his great wisdom through the unusual.
神愿意从不寻常的事情来显露他的智慧。And
of course, the shepherds were surprised by God.
我当然，这些牧羊人。 都被神所惊奇了。
I'd like to follow along in the back of the bulletin. You have an outline to fill in the blanks and to see the main points.
你们在节目单里面后面有这个摘要，你们可以顺着这个摘要来。
I've titled the first one a mega fearful surprise.
第一个是有大惊奇的事，大惊吓的事情。
That's kind of a strange wording, but you'll see why I chose that in just a few minutes.
但是在英文里面，我所用的字不太寻常。但是你接下来你可以看到为什么我选择这些字。If
you turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 2, we'll look at verse 8 to begin with.
你如果手边有圣经，请你翻到路加福音第二章，从第八节这里你可以看。
First thing we want to do as we look at this is to imagine the setting. Imagine what it was like where the shepherds were at this time.
也许你可以想象这个故事的情景。Verse
8 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night."
在第八节这边讲说，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。So
if you can imagine, it's a moonless yet starlit night.
你可以想象，这是当时是一个没有月亮，但是天上有许多星星的一个晚上。The
sheep are peacefully sleeping.
这些羊群呢，很安静的，很平静的在草地上睡觉。There's
a fire by which some of these shepherds are stretched out and snoring.
所以当然他们有萤火，那有一些。 牧羊人在睡觉，可能在打呼。The
other side, some shepherds are talking quietly about the good old days and sharing stories.
也许另外一边有一些牧羊人在互相分享他们过去的一些美好的故事。And
even the ones guarding the sheep, as the night progresses on, become very sleepy.
甚至那个看更的人也当。 时间渐渐过去，他也变得非常想要睡觉。You
know what God decided?
你想神在这个时候做了什么事呢
？The perfect setting for a surprise.
就是在这个当然，这个时候是一个很完全要给人惊奇的一个完全的时刻。
So let's think about the surprise for just a minute.
所以让我们再想想看，这个惊奇是什么呢？这个意外是什么？
Verse 9 says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
所以第九节说，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
So we had the glory of the Lord suddenly coming upon them as they were asleep or half asleep.
所以不管他们是在睡觉还是半睡觉，主的荣光突然间照着他们。
And the angels were saying, surprise!
天使对他们说，惊奇啊。
When I think of the glory of the Lord, I immediately think of back to the book of Exodus.
当我想到神的荣光的时候，我就想到记得出埃及记里面有这样子的记载。
Several instances where the glory of the Lord went before the children of Israel, where the glory of the Lord came down in the tabernacle, and where Moses spent time with God, and his glory was so bright, his face shone.
我想到神的荣光的时候，在出埃及记里面，有的时候神的荣光在以色列人之前，走在以色列人之前，有一次神的荣光照亮在摩西的脸上。他没办法睁眼。
In fact, the Bible tells us his face was so bright that the people asked him to put a veil over his face because they couldn't stand to look at him.
结果神的荣光照亮在摩西的脸上，所以摩西的脸也发光。他发的光这么很强，甚至到以色列的百姓请他在他的脸上放一个免罩。
That was just a reflected glory of the Lord. That wasn't the actual glory of the Lord.
其实摩西的脸所发的光只是反射神的荣光而已，不是他自己的光。
We used to have a summer camp, and I remember one thing that I did one summer when I was at a camp.
这以前我服侍的教会，我们以前都有这个夏令营。那有一次在夏令营的时候，我做了一件事情。
I was a camp director that year, and after lights were out, I was making the rounds among the cabins.
所以那个时候那一次我是这个夏令营的领队，熄灯以后我就到各个营房去巡房。
So I went into one of the guys' cabins and talked with the counselor just quietly for a few minutes.
所以我就到其中的一个营房，我跟我看了一下，然后跟辅导员稍微很轻声的讲了几句话。
And all the campers were there; they were all awake, as far as I knew, and listening.
所有那些参加营队的这个小孩子都还没有睡觉，他们都还活着。
So I said, guys, do you remember the story when the angels appeared to the shepherd and the glory of the Lord shone around them?
所以我就跟他们讲这一个故事，就是我们刚刚读的这个故事。我问他们，他们记得吗？天使出现在他们面前。
They said yes.
他们都说是的。
What they didn't know is I had my camera and my flash with me.
但是他们不知道我那个时候有一个闪光灯，手上有个闪光灯。
And I said it was something like this.
我说就像这个，我就闪了一下我的闪光灯。
And you have the advantage because your pupils are not dilated and all, but they went, ah!
那我有一点我占优势，因为我从外面进来，我的眼睛还没有完全，瞳孔还没有完全散开，但是他们已经睡了，已经在这个黑暗里面很久，所以他们瞳孔已经散开。
If you can just imagine this bright flash going on for a period of time.
如果你想这个闪光灯这样子，持续的，一段时间。
Then you'll start to get the idea of what that glory of the Lord was like as the angels appeared to the shepherds.
也许你就可以会有一点印象，你就可以了解，当神的荣光出现在他们的面前的时候是什么样子。
And then the next thing in the last part of verse 9, it says they were terrified.
但是接下来你看到圣经上面记载，牧羊人他们都甚惧怕。
How many of you like to watch horror movies so you can get scared? Any of you?
你们有哪些人喜欢看恐怖电影
？I thought there might be a few.
也许有几个喜欢看恐怖电影的。
Well, these shepherds were not asking to be scared, they just were scared.
其实这些牧羊人他们并没有要求、并没有想要惧怕，他们只是被吓到了。
And they did face things at times that were scary.
他们确实在那个时候、所看到的事情有点可怕。
You know, from what David said, that he had killed a bear and he had killed a lion while he was tending sheep.
Well, 在那个时候牧羊人，我们知道、大卫王曾经做过牧羊、他曾经 杀死、一只熊、一个、did you say lion? 狮子。
And we'd also know from Jesus' teaching that he says the thief comes to steal and destroy and steal.
我们也知道、耶稣、用牧羊人做比喻，他说这个贼会、来偷羊。
So they were prepared for these kind of scary things, but an angel of the Lord and the glory of the Lord, that was a new surprise.
所以牧羊人他们对这些可怕的事情，这个野生的动物或者是贼，他们有点、准备。但是天使他们却一点预备都没有。
The New International says they were terrified. The King James says they were sore afraid.
在英文里面有不一样的、翻译，用不一样的、惧怕的词。
So I had to get out my Greek dictionary to see what these words really were because I was curious.
所以我翻开了我这个、希腊文的圣经，希腊文的字典，看看。希腊文圣经里面所用的是哪一个字
？Found out there are two words that were used here. The first one is megas, which means big, exceedingly or great.
第一个是 mega， 我想我们、如果学英文的人都知道 mega 是很大的意思。
So you put that word along with phobia, which means to be frightened or to be alarmed.
所以希腊文这个字 phobia、英文里面也常常听到，就是被吓到的意思。
But、the result is mega fear.
所以加起来就是大惊奇。
You probably recognize both of these Greek words because we use them in English.
因为、我们也许这两个希腊文的字我们都看过，因为在英文里面也常常看到。
So when the angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them, the shepherds who had their eyes open must have been blinded and hollered in terror.
所以当、神的天使出现在他们面前，神的荣光照着他们的时候，这些人、一定是很惧怕，而且眼睛、被、蒙住了。
I would suspect that those who were sleeping, that the light was so bright that probably they could see it through their eyelids.
所以、那些在睡觉的人可能、受了这么强的光照耀，也许他们、的眼睛都被刺穿了。
And that plus the yelling、had to bring them right wide awake all at once.
我相信再加上那些醒着人的、所发出的声音、他们一定是被惊醒了。
And they were probably never so scared in their entire life.
他们可能一生里面从来没有那么惊吓过。
And then this reassuring voice says,、do not be afraid.
但是马上就有一个非常肯定的声音跟他们讲说不要惧怕。
They're probably thinking, yeah, that's easy for you to say.
他们说，哎呀，可能、你说起来简单。
And as this terror begins to subside, they're given an invitation to an event that every Jew in the land would have liked to hear.
所以他们开始、这个天使开始告诉他们、一个所有、地上所有犹太人都希望听到的一个信息。
I'm giving you a special invitation to see the newborn Messiah, the hope of the Jews.
我、发给你一个非常特别的邀请函、让你、去看、这个犹太人的新生王。
And、it was especially good to them because they didn't have to get out a tuxedo and dress up or even take a bath because they were going to go to a place where they felt very comfortable.
他们、觉得发现他们所听到的是他们不需要、去换衣服、去洗澡换衣服，因为他们所要去的一个地方是他们会、觉得非常、习惯的地方。
What a surprise! And who but God would have thought of doing it that way?
这当然又是一个很惊奇的事情，除了神以外，没有人会想到这样子的事。
Aren't you glad that we serve a creative God?
你 难道不喜欢我们的神是一个非常有创造力的神？
This means yes. This means no. This means you're asleep. But there's a, this is a puzzling surprise too. Why would God choose this great invitation for shepherds? Why would he choose shepherds?
所以，但是这是一个很令人吃惊的一件事情，就是神为什么要选这些牧羊人，让他们惊奇呢？
We knew Mary and Joseph had to be invited. After all, they were the parents.
我们知道玛丽跟约瑟一定需要知道，因为他们就是父母亲。
The wise men or magi aren't too surprising because it's like kings coming to see a king.
那些有智慧的人，他们也知道，因为他们要来看国王。
But the shepherds? Why the shepherds?
但是为什么他们会邀请神？为什么要邀请这个牧羊人呢？
Why weren't the Jewish leaders invited?
为什么那些犹太的领袖们没有被邀请？
After all, they were looking for the Messiah to come.
因为犹太人一直在希望找看等待他们的弥赛亚。
And of course, the Roman soldiers, King Herod wouldn't have been invited because we know what he would have done.
And 当然，我们知道希律王不会被邀请，因为我们知道希律王如果知道的话，他会做什么事情。
And the Roman soldiers probably wouldn't have cared about a Jewish baby anyway.
罗马兵大概也不会关心这个犹太人的小孩子。
And what about the people of Bethlehem?
但是伯利恒的人呢？
But they were all busy trying to make money, visiting relatives, being very, very busy with the season going on.
这些人都很忙，因为他们都忙着要赚钱，要看他们的去看他们的亲戚朋友。
Suppose Jesus would have been born in 2012 this year, would we have been invited?
你想想看，如果耶稣在今年出生的话，你想我们会被邀请吗？
Or would we have been too busy, or had our minds made up and about how the Messiah was going to be?
我们或者是我们会非常的忙，或者我们心里面已经自己告诉自己，我们知道弥赛亚什么时候要来。So
of all the people in the surrounding area, God chose shepherds.
所以在这么多各种各样的人里面，神选择了牧羊人。
We know their occupation, but their occupation then is different than keeping sheep today.
我们知道他们的职业，跟现在今世的牧羊人不太一样。Church
that we were at, the teams did a play, and it talked about the life of a shepherd and what it was like.
所以我们曾经就是有一个小短剧，我们看我们描述。 牧羊人是什么样子？So
this is a quote from one of the songs I sang.
在有一首歌他们唱的。You
may think that keeping sheep is something extraordinary, positively tranquilizing, pastoral and bland.
也许你会以为说这个照顾羊群是很特别的事情，非常的。 平静，看守这个草坪，而且非常的安稳。Perhaps
you've heard that shepherds lead a life of regal splendor, absolutely solitary, magnificent and grand.
也许你听到这个，这些牧羊人领着一个牧羊人的生活是很光辉的。
Well, let us tell you here and now, in plain words, here's the facts. No matter what you think it is like, it's not like that.
让我告诉你真实的事情，不管你怎么样想，不是像你所想象的那么冠冕堂皇。The
life of a shepherd is lonely. The life of a shepherd is sad. The life of a shepherd is so many things, and all of them are bad.
这个牧羊人的生活是。很忧伤的，啊、呃， 很孤单的啊，不管你怎么想，许多的不好的事情。
Well, the sheep they run away, and the wolves they come around, and the stars forget to shine.
这个羊会跑丢，这个狼会跑来想要吃羊，然后晚上星星也许不亮。
Well, the winds they blow so cold, and the rain comes falling down, and it happens all the time.
而且经常的夜晚。这个风很冷雨下来经常的发生。
As we look at the time and period, we find out several significant things about shepherds.
当然我们继续研读的时候我们可以发现有更多的关于牧羊人的事情。
They didn't have a high social status or education.
他们没有崇高的社会地位或者是教育。
They are often accused of being thieves.
他们常常被控告为这个小偷。
They were not allowed to give testimony in courts.
他们在法庭里面不被承认作为作证的人。他们不能在法庭里面作证。
Basically, they had a poor reputation by the people around them.
基本上社会上的人对牧羊人没有什么样子的尊重。
So maybe we're even more puzzled as why God would choose shepherds.
所以我们可能更觉得奇怪，为什么神会选择牧羊人来给他们荆棘。
Well, the four things I just shared with you are stereotypes, and I don't know about you, but I don't really like stereotypes.
但是这刚刚所讲的这四件四个关于牧羊人的特性的事情。其实 是一种有偏见的。
I think these shepherds could have been just as well God-loving men with great characteristics.
因为这些牧羊人可能正是神所喜爱的人。
And even if they weren't, then it's still a beautiful example of the demonstration of God's grace and His love for all people.
即使他们不是可爱的人，这也证明了神的爱可以临到世上所有的人。
Let's consider some interesting facts about shepherds.
所以让我们再看看牧羊人有哪些事实是跟牧羊人有关的。
God has chosen shepherds many times.
神有许多次拣选牧羊人。
What was Abel and Abraham and Moses and even David?
亚伯拉罕摩西甚至大卫他们都曾经是牧羊人。
Jesus also had interesting ties with shepherds.
耶稣也有跟牧羊人有很有意思的关系。
Let's look at some of these. He came from an ancestry of shepherds.
耶稣是从牧羊人的后裔出生的。
Tells us he would be of the house and line of David. What was David?
因为他是大卫的后裔，那大卫曾经是牧羊人。
Who knows what David was?
你们知道
Shepherd.
大卫是牧羊人。
Okay. Also, he is referred to as a shepherd in the Bible many times.
在圣经里面，耶稣也曾经被用牧羊人这个词来描述，有许多次。
Shepherd, good shepherd, great shepherd of the sheep, chief shepherd, all of these referring to Jesus.
在圣经里面，许多的章节描述用牧羊人这个词来描述基督。
Jesus often taught using the example of shepherds.
耶稣基督也常常用牧羊来做比喻来教导。
He talked about the sheep and the sheepfold. He talked about lost sheep. He talked about the separation of the sheep and the goats.
在约翰福音、在路加福音各个地方，他讲到公羊与绵羊在马太福音里面讲到公羊与绵羊的分别讲到这个失去的羊。
And let's look at verse 15 to see what this story tells us more about the shepherds.
让我们再看一下今天的经节第十五节。
It says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
第十五节这边讲说，众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
They believed in simple faith.
他们有非常单纯的一个信心。
They didn't say, let's go and see if this thing has happened, but let's go and see this thing that has happened.
他们没有说我们去看看这件事情是不是发生了，而是他们说我们去看看所发生的事情。
If Jesus were to come again, would we be chosen for the special invitation because we believe without doubt?
如果耶稣基督再来，你想我们有这样单纯的信心被拣选吗？
How many of you remember common denominators for math? Any of you remember common denominators?
你们有多少人记得？
What is
公分母？啊？公分母，最大公约数。No, that's not common denominator.
We'll use an illustration right here. This is the denominator, okay? You all know that.
公分母。
So when we have a fraction, it's a lower number.
It's what?
The lower
number. 这个在床底下那个数字是，就是你的分母。
So if the math problem says, find the fractions with common denominators, what would they be?
所以你们这几个分数里面要找一个公分母。
I don't hear any answers. You aren't very good math students, I guess. 3/8, 5/8, and 7/8 because they all have 8 as the denominator.
所以你们看看 这几个分数里面哪一个是一个最小的公分母、最小的公分母。
So as we look at the Christmas story, that those whom God chose, we're going to see that there are common things, common denominators that he looks at.
所以我们看这个圣诞节的故事，我们就知道神所拣选的人有一个通性。
And this simple faith is one of them.
这个单纯的信仰是这个通性的一个。
Look at the ones whom God chose.
你看看神所拣选的人里面
，Did Mary believe what the angel said？
玛丽有没有相信天使对她说的话
？Did Joseph believe what the angel said？
约瑟有没有相信天使对他说的话
？It doesn't tell us about the wise men, but they came a long ways, by faith.
还有这些东方来的这些what do you call it？ 博士们。
I believe that one of the questions that we need to ask ourselves is, do we believe by faith that God says?
所以我想最基本的一个问题是，我们是不是凭着信心来信神？
As we look at the Christmas story, it was very common in all of them. They had faith in what God said.
当我们细读这个圣诞节的故事的时候，我们可以发现神所拣选的人都有一个非常单纯非常执着的信心。
Then looking at verse 16, it says, so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby.
所以我们看16节，他说他们急忙去了，去寻见玛丽和约瑟。
They quickly obeyed, they didn't put it off until later.
他们很快的就顺服神的引领。
Is this another common denominator?
这是
denominator that God looks for?
这是不是另外一个神所拣选的一个通信呢？
Did Mary obey?
玛丽有没有顺服呢？
Did Joseph obey?
约瑟有没有顺服呢？
And now we see the shepherds obeying.
我们看到这个这些牧羊人也顺着神的带领。
Do we want to be used by God? Do we want to see God do great things?
我们要被神所使用吗？我们要让神使用我们成就大的事情吗？
And we not only need to believe by faith, but when God tells us to do something, we need to obey and do it quickly.
那么我们不仅要有单纯的信心，我们要顺着神的旨意当神我们知道神叫我们做什么事情，我们就要顺服他的旨意去行。
Something else we see about the shepherds is that they were just ordinary people.
另外，这些牧羊人，我们所看到的就是他们就是一群普通的人。
This is not a common denominator.
这个不是一个普通的，这不是一个通性。
Because God uses all kinds of people.
因为神使用各种各样的人。
But sometimes it seems that the ones who are just ordinary people sometimes have an easier time to believe Him.
但是很多时候我们看到，我们感觉到这种普通的人，这种很平凡的人，反而比较容易信神。
But this is an encouragement to me because I don't know about you, but I just feel like an ordinary person, nobody special.
我想这对我们来讲是一种鼓励，我不晓得你们觉得怎么样，我自己觉得我是一个很平凡的人。
It gives me encouragement to know that God uses ordinary people.
所以当我听到神使用平凡的人，我觉得很受到鼓励。
And the sixth thing we see about them is they were humble.
另外第六件事情就是看到这些牧羊人非常谦虚。
And God looks for humble people. As you look down through all the ages, He looks for humble people.
神喜爱谦虚的人。
The Bible tells us that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
圣经里面告诉我们，神阻挡骄傲的人，但是赐福给谦虚的人。
Was Mary humble?
玛丽是不是一个谦虚的人？
Was Joseph humble?
约瑟是不是谦虚的人？
Were the wise men humble?
这些博士们是不是谦虚的人？
I think they were because they came even though they were important men and bowed down and worshiped Jesus.
我相信他们是的，因为他们虽然是有地位的人、重要的人，但是他们来到神的面前，他们服敬拜。
Do we want to be used by God?
我们要不要愿不愿意被神使用？
Do you want to see God do great things?
你要看到神在你身上成就大事吗？
We not only need to check our faith and our obedience, but also our humility.
我们就要反省我们自己的信心、我们的顺服以及我们的谦虚。
And then we see in verse 17.
然后在第17节。
That when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
牧羊人既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And they took seriously their responsibility to share the good news with other people.
所以他们对于传这个好消息这件事情，他们觉得是一个很重要的事情。
There's a story that says a man once laid a piece of chocolate candy on a table.
有一个故事，他讲说有一个人曾经把一个巧克力糖放在桌子上。
And he picked up an ant.
然后他
And he put it next to the chocolate.
他抓起一只蚂蚁，把蚂蚁放在这个巧克力旁边。
And of course he expected the ant to stay there and eat and eat and eat till it was full.
他期待这只蚂蚁会吃这个巧克力，一直到它整个吃饱。
But it didn't. It took one bite and took off.
但是这个蚂蚁咬了一口，然后就走开了。
And pretty soon it came back and there were a whole bunch of ants coming with it, following it back to the chocolate.
但是很快的就有一群蚂蚁回来吃这块巧克力。
And that's an illustration of what the shepherds did.
这就是这群牧羊人所做的事情。
I love that Christmas song that's based on the shepherds that says, Go tell it on the mountains.
那我喜欢这些圣诞歌，刚刚他所唱的，去向众山传讲。Why
shepherds?
为什么神拣选了这些牧羊人呢？
There are many possible reasons. Reason that God still uses for choosing people today.
可能有很多的原因，但这些原因都是还是神在今次拣选人的一样的原因。
Do you wish that you could have been there?
你期不期望你曾经在那里呢？
If we would have been alive at Christ's birth, would God have chosen us?
如果你在那个时候你是活着，你想神会拣选我们，报告这个大好的信息吗？
But the real question before us today is not would we have been chosen if we'd been in Bethlehem.
但是这不是今天真正我要问的问题。
The question is, are we in the place where we will follow what God is calling us to do today?
今天我要问的问题是我们是不是愿意顺服神的呼召来做他所要我们做的事情。
God is calling us to believe in Him and to worship Him.
神呼召我们信他来敬拜他。
God still calls people to do special jobs and responsibilities for Him.
神还继续地在呼召人做他所要他们做的事情。
It doesn't matter your education, your status in life, or your standard of living, or your education.
不管你的教育程度、你社会地位、你的生活的标准怎么样子。
God is still calling.
神还是仍然在呼召你。
And He is calling today. Will you hear and follow and obey?
那所以神仍然在呼召我们，你愿意？ 你有听到神的呼召吗? 你愿意顺服神的呼召吗?
The shepherds were surprised by God. I believe God also has a surprise for you.
这群牧羊人，神让这群牧羊人吃惊了。我相信神也会让我们吃惊。